It's been a long week. Grab a beer and sit back. It's Brew Talk time. Here's Tanner Chad and the Brew Doctor himself, Dr. Michael Mosier.
Welcome in Brew Talk Radio on this Wednesday evening. Thanks for being with us. Hour number two. It's going to be a fun one. I think that we've got, how many beers do we have? Four. We have four beers. We may break Beer 30 up into a couple segments here. So we'll do that in just a minute. So that means Dr. Michael Mosier, Chad Young, owner of the Tavern at St. Michael Square. It's your time to shine here. You ready for this?
Oh, geez.
Here, guys.
You can just read this label.
Yeah, just read the label.
Yeah, you're set up and ready to go. We're doing we're talking Trappel's tonight. We're breaking this down. he's actually going to read the label. That's why he gets paid the big bucks for this. I'm Tanner Schwint, Chad Young, Michael Mosier, Ryan Kelly, who sits back there, and he makes sure that we are on air the entire time. Let's get into the history of the Trappel. I'll buy Chad some time so he can Google things frantically. He's not really doing that. We give him a hard time. But Dr. Mosier, let's start with the Trappel's.
Okay, so Trappel's actually is a relatively young term that's used to describe beer made in the Low Countries, like Netherlands and Belgium is what they're called, the Low Countries. And according to some people in Belgium, a Trappel is made with three times the normal amount of malt, and therefore it would have three times the strength of a single or a standard beer. Mm-hmm. The standard beer would be 3% ABV, so that means a double would be a 6%, and a Trappel would be a 9%. So we're looking for fairly strong beers here. Around 1930-ish or so, Westmalle was one of the places that began making a beer called a super beer, is what they called it, and that eventually got renamed into a Trappel because it was 9%. So by 1956, we start to see the Trappel really hit the market as a style. The one that really shines in my eyes is Westmalle. Westmalle makes a Trappel that's just really, really good. And their Trappel is I think, probably the best that's out there. Unfortunately, I don't happen to have one of those. So if you do, just let me know. And they also did make something called a quad as well. And so there is a quadruple, which would then be 12% ABV. So it's relatively short history. Beer right. made, a very strong kind of beer made in the Low Countries or Netherlands and Belgium.
It feels like they Americanized it before it got Americanized. Like they're just like, we're going to take this and what can we do with it? Oh, yeah, let's make it a big, big beer. That, you know, it just feels like they cranked everything up on it.
Right. I think it's just one of those styles that people were saying, you know, I wonder what we can do and push the envelope here. Mm-hmm. And if you think of like European styles and things like that, a little bit more malt forward, not mm-hmm. hop forward, it just seems to make sense to just increase the amount of malt you're using.
All right. Well, appreciate it. Any follow-up, anything on that from you, Chad?
Nope.
No? You're ready for the test? You ready for the test? I just wonder how, I mean, it's just some of the histories of beer, it's just
kind of fascinating.
It's kind of crazy.
And I wonder how much, and maybe you don't know, Doc, but did they ramp up the alcohol for storage purposes maybe too?
That could be, or for shipping or things like that. But I bet it was probably more of a, let's see what we can do with this flavor profile. Mm-hmm. The 6% ABV was really good. See if we can, what would happen if we did it three times? And, you know, that kind of thing. And I think that's where it's just brewers playing with it.
Yeah. They had to have had doubles first, right? I mean, they didn't just go right there to Trappel's, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it could be happy accidents, too. It's sometimes it's like, whoa.
That worked.
Hey, that
perfectly.
Looked good. What did we do?
Right. Well, all right. Let's talk about some of the beer and food pairings when you talk about Trappel's.
So Trappel's are kind of notoriously hard to pair with food. just because that high alcohol level can be off-putting sometimes for people. The flavor profiles on with the spices and the fruits and the sweetness kind of vary from beer to beer, so they're a little difficult to generally pair. But on the bottle here, it says sophisticated dishes, foie gras and duck breast. So the foie gras I can see because foie gras is goose liver, for those that don't know. So it's, you know, the fat in the and foie gras would help spread that alcohol a little bit.
Shut up, Doc.
Sorry. Michael Jackson, not the pop singer, but the famous beer writer, always.
I feel like they're just like purposely doing it now. I feel like they could be completely making this up right now. They're like, how can we? They got together earlier and they're like,
Michael Jackson is a very famous beer writer.
Tanner feel stupid today.
Michael Jackson toured the world and brought different styles back to the U.S. for people to really go, wow, what did you just do? And now everybody wanted to go try those beers.
And he was a huge part of the GABF in its early stages. Yeah. So there was the Wynkoop Brewery would always do the Beer Drinker of the Year awards to somebody.
Jackson was the Beer Drinker of the Year award.
No. Well, he sponsored it.
He sponsored it. Yeah. I get
you. So if you were a regular at the Wynkoop Brewery and you guessed how many barrels of beer that they sold throughout the year, and whoever came close would win the Beer Drinker of the Year award, and they would get free beer throughout the next year until the next award ceremony. I'm not sure if they still do that anymore, but that was a big thing in the early days of the GABF because they always had the ceremony right around the beginning of the GABF.
I've got $5 if you can tell us how we got on Michael Jackson, the beer drinker from
Michael. One of the things that he suggested pairing with Trappel's is asparagus. Because the bitterness and the earthy flavors.
Like, how can we make your pee smell as bad as possible?
But the bitterness and the earthiness of the asparagus kind of helps with the sweetness and the high alcohol content of the Trappel's.
I've never had asparagus with a Trappel, but I'm going to now have to try it.
Which puts me on to, this is a great Easter beer because a honey glazed ham is another great pairing. With a Trappel, the sweetness and the sweetness kind of work really well together. Cured hams in general work really well with this beer. But ham and asparagus are kind of staples around my house for Easter dinner. So that's why I suggested that. And that's a whole big roundabout way to get to Easter dinner. But we're talking about Michael Jackson and the GABF.
Hey, that was one of the most entertaining and thrilling beer food pairings.
I think
for a minute there, I forgot why we're talking about Michael Jackson.
I was doing like, what are we doing? So did he wear a glove too?
Two of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That made like most.
He was a large man with a huge beard.
Hey, he was a beer drinker. He was a beer drinker for sure. So Trappel, there you go. There's the history and some food pairings to go along with it. And Michael Jackson was a beer drinker, but not the Michael Jackson that you think of. And if we don't go out without a Michael Jackson song, Ryan was sleeping on the job back there. it's Brew Talk. We've got four beers that we're gonna do little sip samples of that we're gonna get to. This one that we've got now, this is one you enjoy.
I do.
We've had this on the show before, as I spill it. Didn't actually, but is Delirium. Talk us through
Delirium Tremens, yes. So this is a Belgian ale. It's about 8.5% alcohol, but it doesn't really fall into the category of a Trappel. It's more like a dark or it's more like a strong golden ale. And it has a lot of the similar flavors as a Trappel does. But it's not quite the same thing as a Trappel. So it's really noticeable if you go to the liquor store. It's the one that has the pink elephant on the label, and which is kind of...
It looks so happy.
Well, it's drunk, so...
Oh!
The whole story between seeing pink elephants when you're drunk?
Yeah,
sorry. Oh, my God.
You never watched Dumbo?
Yeah.
Dumbo the cartoon?
Yeah.
When he gets drunk and sees the big pink elephant balloons? The whole song, Pink Elephants on Parade.
It's all about getting drunk, yeah. So it just all kind of goes together.
I feel like I don't know if we were young or if we're stupid or what it is, Ryan. But I look at Ryan. That's like the fourth time tonight. Like normally I feel like I hold my own. I'm like, oh, yeah, I knew that.
And we haven't even gotten into the word of the day yet.
Oh, good Lord. It's probably a four-letter word, too, that I don't even know. 7:16, let's take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll get to the first set of Trapelles. Michael Jackson. Not this one. Here's another one, apparently. Pure coincidence. Michael Jackson was a beer drinker. We'll end on that note. Fact or fiction, you decide. It's Brew Talk Radio, Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome in. It's not quite beer 30, but we're gonna break these up because we are gonna be sipping on these, and I think that these are a little bit possibly more complex beers. So want to take our time and do this the right way. Let's see here. We're starting first. This is the beer that I brought in. Westlake Wine and Spirits is where I got this beer picked up today. Quite an experience over there.
Is there a story behind that?
There was a woman who fancied me coming out of there that said, "Damn, boy, you look good," and then ran her hand down my arm. So I think I may have been sexually harassed.
She pulled from her bottle of McCormick's.
I think I did look good today. So I was like, I didn't know what to say. So I went, and then I ran into the liquor store. But hey, that was the first time I've been over there in a while. And Westlake actually, they've got a pretty good selection of beer and on spirits and stuff like that too. So yeah, quite the experience over there today. I don't get that reaction from a lot of people for some reason. But it's a New Belgium Honey Orange Trapelle. This is the biggest beer on the table tonight. 10% alcohol. It's a Belgian style ale brewed with wild African honey and fresh ground Seville, S-E-V-I-L-L-E. It's Seville. A place.
Seville.
Orange peel. 10% again. Bottle conditioned here. It's New Belgium, Belgian Reserve. They've got their usual Trapelle, but I think this is one that's a little bit of limited release, maybe. I just made that up, so I don't know, but this isn't their usual one. Right off the nose, you can get some of that orange, though.
You can.
Orange and the honey.
And what I get is the very similar to the taste of what we had with the Delirium, kind of a really malt forward and a sweet finish. But here I'm getting a little bit of honey notes and orange peel and maybe a little more bite on the back end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. I mean, you can feel the warmth.
Yeah. And it's... To me, the orange is almost, I know, it's almost pithy, where the bitterness from the orange peel. So when you bite into an orange peel, you get that bitter note, and I get a little bit of that.
I don't think it's out of place.
It's not out of place, but it's...
It does give a different dimension to the beer.
Sure,
rather
absolutely.
Than just being orange.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
Right, it's Spanish orange or Seville orange or whatever it was called.
What's this? Okay, my brain's not working, so let's just call it how it is. What's the cocktail that they burn the orange peel?
Old fashioned?
Yeah, I'm kind of getting a little bit of old fashioned vibes with this.
Yeah, a little bit with the orange peel.
Yeah, with the orange peel on there.
Throw a cherry in it, and I think you're right on money. Yeah.
Right. Well, and I think that for it be the honey orange, I think it's consistent with what it's branded as. And I think that's pretty important when you get into these big beers, because 10%, you know, this six pack will sit in somebody's fridge maybe, depending on how long of a week you've had. You know, it could sit in your fridge for quite some time, right? So you want to make sure that you do enjoy it. And I really like this about New Belgium with this beer. It's very consistent with what it's branded as.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and their original Triple is a good beer, and I think this is a good version, a good, you know,
not knockoff,
spinoff.
There
something.
It is. Yep. Yeah.
Actually,
a lot of IQ points flying around this room.
Actually, I've had their
beer,
other one,
good.
Just the plain Triple, and I think the honey orange really ramps it up a notch to where I actually prefer this one significantly.
I think
more
I agree
than their
with you.
One.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. None of the flavors are overpowering, and they are right where they belong. I feel like there's nothing that's like over here, look at me, all distracted, and then bang, something hits you. There's nothing there. Everybody knew their place. Everybody knows their job in this beer, and they get the job done to be a very, very solid beer. And there's no I
taste,
in this team.
Do you taste a little tiny bit of the cloviness or banana-y kind of
from
the yeast in this, too?
I get that a little bit on the nose, too, the more you hold your nose down in here.
The more it warms up, you can get a lot more of those flavors. In fact, if you look on some of our bottles, they say, please serve at higher temperatures.
I like that. I mean, it's got a good color to it, too. I mean, it's that golden color and good head on it. I got not a whole lot of complaints on this beer. I think that it's lined up pretty well to receive a pretty high score. Remember, if you've just joining us for the first time, BrewTalk approved is 8 and above. It's got to be 3/8 from us or whatever the case is. 8 and above is BrewTalk approved. Anything below is not. Without further ado, let's get to the rankings. I'll go ahead and take this one first. It is the beer that I brought in. It's setting the bar high, and I hate when we have this because I always want to give myself some room for some of these other beers. But look, very good beer. I would buy this again. I'm excited to have some of these sitting in my fridge. I'm going 9.4 on this. Doc?
I'm really a big fan of this. This is it is really good. It's dangerous that it's so good. The alcohol is maybe just a little high for me. It's a little too warmy for me. And so that's why I'm only going to go with a 9.8 instead of any higher than that on this.
All right. Chad? I'm going to go right with Tanner. 9.4 I think is a good rating for this beer. I enjoy it. I'm with you. I think the alcohol is a little much for me.
10% will do that.
Yeah. But it's not real burny alcohol.
No.
I think it's a good alcohol.
It's a slow burn. Like, everything about this is just, like, I can feel myself more relaxed already. It's just everything about it is just nice, calm, smooth, perfect. Well, not perfect. Almost perfect.
Yeah, all of the woes of Wednesday are now gone.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. I'd hate to see what happens if I got to the bottom of that one of those or two of those. I don't know. Maybe the woes of everything would be gone.
Hey.
Might not be
better.
We
still got 3 beers left.
That is BrewTalk approved.
Terry, have a shot.
I have a shot.
Do you have a shot?
I have a shot.
Mary, have a shot.
I have a shot.
Tracy, have a shot.
I have a shot.
JB, have a shot.
We're having that's about how you have to do it is shots of that beer. 10%.
No. Please don't do that.
Well, I mean, okay, shot pours. Let me be clear.
Okay. Shot pours,
yeah,
yes.
Let me be clear. I don't mean...
Don't shotgun your trip out.
Tornado? Have you heard of the tornado?
Yes.
Right? Can you do the tornado?
Is that like a dance or something?
Have you ever done the tornado?
There was a time.
Do you know what it...
No, I know what a tornado is.
I know something the doc doesn't know, and it's a dumb thing to know, of course.
So it's, you spin the
So you
beer.
Drink it down a little bit? Yeah.
And then, why would you do that?
Because it just drains.
Yep. Sure.
It's like shotgunning.
It drains faster out of a bottle.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't do that with this beer.
Oh, I would never do that.
I'd like to see you try.
Oh, college games.
Drink responsibly. Yes. This next one, what do we got here?
So this is from Victory Brewing Company. This is their Golden Monkey Belgian style Triple with added spice. This is ringing in at 9.5%. And I believe they're out of Pennsylvania. Yes, Downington, Pennsylvania. I don't know a whole lot about this brewery, but Doc's had some of their beers.
Mm-hmm. And quite good.
The can artwork is just absolutely ridiculous.
It is. And they have Monkey must be their branding, because they had a monkey sampler pack that had three different monkey beers in it when I got this one. But also from Westlake Wine and Spirits.
Right. Did you give the...
I didn't have the fondling outside the restaurant or the liquor store.
It wasn't fondling. It wasn't fondling.
Caressing.
I think that I have to file a police report if it's that. But isn't this see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil? Isn't that what the monkey's doing up there?
No, I think that's what your brain will see. if you finish that entire,
but isn't that right though?
Beer.
Isn't that what they're doing with that? Isn't that the monkey with the?
Yeah, it's almost
see
like
no evil, speak no
it's
evil.
It's like a monkey Buddha character with
But it's got the Illuminati eye coming out of the belly.
Yeah, with the eyes covered, the ears covered, and the mouth covered.
Right,
yeah. But there's also a couple other extra arms in there too. So
and an eyeball in the tummy.
Yeah.
But isn't that the Illuminati eyeball? Or am I just
It's the Golden Monkey eyeball.
Oh.
From the Golden Monkey Buddhist temple.
in Downington, Pennsylvania.
Kung Fu.
Yeah, he was going to try and get me going there for a second. I know exactly where you're going. All right, well, let's get into this.
So the head on this one, I think, is still quite good. It doesn't last as much as the other one did with from New Belgium. This one's a lot clearer.
Yeah. Well, and you get that on the nose, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty straightforward nose, again.
Yeah.
Right. It's not as complex, though, as the
New Belgium one, that's for sure. I don't think there's a whole lot of... It says added spices, but I'm getting mostly the yeasty cloviness.
I enjoy it. I mean,
I do too.
My first sip, so I got to get a couple more in here. But
it doesn't have the fruitiness and the near the sweetness that the New Belgium.
And the mouthfeel is a little thinner than the one we just had.
But it you also don't get that. I mean, there's still a warming, but it's not as big as this New Belgium was. For me, at least.
Yeah.
Are you guys getting kind of the same thing on it?
Still a little bit of the warming, but not the burny alcoholness that some big beers have.
I like that. I like that about this one. I mean, we're just talking, 0.5% on this.
And I think that's kind of common in the style, is they're high alcohol content, but they don't have the burny alcohol that some barley wines or quads have.
Right. And that's what you don't want. The whole point in this is to savor the clove and the banana and a little maybe orangey kind of back note.
I'm enjoying this a lot, actually, and it's one of those that you don't have to get real fancy with it. Here's what I am, here coming straight through. I'm going to be damn good at this one thing. And I think in compared to the New Belgium, it's a very good beer. It added... There was a little bit more complexity to it. This is very simple. Here's who I am. Here's what it is. And they do a good job with it, because it's sometimes you can see beers like that get messed up too.
Yeah, and this one's made with more of a simplistic
approach,
grain style.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The malting style, I think, is much more
I think
more
it
simple.
Lists the grains on the can.
Yeah, I thought I saw it on there too. It just says Pilsner.
Pilsner, yeah. Pilsner malts.
Which would, to me, be an okay kind of malt to use for
Bill and
style.
Ron, the brewmasters approve, just FYI.
Well, good.
Thanks, Bill and Ron.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Ron.
Those are the most...
And what kind of hops are those, Tanner? I'm going to make you say it.
I know.
Tetnang.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss. That's strike three. Let's get to the rankings on this. You brought this in, Chad. I'll let you go first. We almost all did it. Did you see that? We almost all went through
we
one
almost
last
went through
drink.
One last
we
almost, sip.
We did all three at one
we
time.
We can't do that.
No.
Somebody's got to talk. I think this is fairly good beer. I think I enjoyed the New Belgian one a little bit more, so I'm going to go 875 on this.
That's a decent place for me on this one, too, 875. It's not near as complex and wonderful as the other Tripel.
I was going 875 too. I mean, that's wow. Right where this goes. We were all in sync on that one. It's still Brew Talk approved. Very good beer.
Hey, who wants to play Drink the Beer?
Right here.
You win.
All right. What do I win?
Another beer.
Oh, I'm going for the high score.
You got to be careful going for the high score with these bad boys. We'll be back on the other side. This Brew Talk Radio, technically Beer 30. Second part of Beer 30 is coming up. Excited about these beers. Right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint, a Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Beer 30, presented by the Tavern at St. Michael Square. What do you got going on over there at the Tavern?
You know, we just introduced this week our spring hours.
Okay.
So we're open till 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, and open till 12 a.m. on Friday and Saturday now. We are doing, reintroducing, starting this Sunday, dinners.
Sweet.
Opening back up for Sunday dinner and Geeks Who Drink Trivia.
Tonight, right? Or tomorrow?
Afternoon. Actually, we've moved it to Sunday nights.
Okay.
To kind of help boost that, bring back that, right, that Sunday night dinner. And right now with the 50% capacity, Thursday nights, our dinners are doing so well.
Right.
We just don't have the room for the Geeks crowd. So we wanted to make sure we had room for everybody that wanted to come in and enjoy trivia.
That's
so
awesome. Awesome. It's Tavern at St. Michael Square. We'll get caught up with Doc here in just a moment about what's going on over at the Plow as well. I know there's some fun stuff, but let's dive into these beers real quick, if that works. You brought this in, sir.
I brought this one in, and instantly after we've poured it, we can tell it's not in the same category as the other Trappels. This is Abbé de Aulne. It's a Belgian Abbey beer rather than a Trappist beer. Particular
Abbey's
one.
The same as a monastery.
Thank you.
But they're not one of the monasteries that's approved.
Correct.
So
they're like the crazy child.
That's right. So this particular...
Why did we just talk like that for 3 seconds?
This is their Cuvée Royale 9 degrees, and that means it's 9% ABV, which is right in that category for a Trappel. Unfortunately, it's got a little darker roastiness to it, which puts it into a category of dark strong ale, and so not quite in the same category is a Trappel, but almost the same. They say their tasting notes in English are a tingling, pronounced aroma of mocha, candy, and rum on the nose. The taste is dominated by a full body courted by notes of caramel and a slight touch of hops. The aftertaste is intense and lasting, which I thought was really, really, really descriptive.
I wonder
this beer.
Tingling.
Have you ever seen those translations where they translate from English to Japanese back to English?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's that kind of...
It sounds like they just put it in Google Translate.
From French back into English.
Yes. But rum, when you mention rum, I definitely, that's mm-hmm. on the nose. Is,
I'm getting everything except for the thing that I'm expecting in a Trappel.
The yeast.
So
I'm just like I'm the odd man out today. You guys are in sync, put on one hell of a show, and I'm like 5 seconds behind. Yeast, right, guys?
I will tell you this, it's a wonderful beer, but it's really not in the category of Trappel.
Are you guys not getting any like metallic-y flavors on this at all?
No.
No, you're good. It could be me too. Let me take another sip. Don't drink yet, Chad. Keep talking.
I won't. Well, the pressure's on.
That's why there's three of us.
That's right. I do get the sweetness, the candiness, the rummy. Mm-hmm. You know, rum's got that sugar caney taste.
Yeah, and it's totally the flavors you wouldn't expect in a Trappel.
Yeah. Yeah, a little different.
After
but
further
I
review,
like this
there is
a
no
lot.
Metallic-y flavor.
You know, does it fall in the Trappel with the darkness and the roastiness? Probably not as much, but I enjoy it. I think it's a great beer.
I'm still wanting my asparagus and duck, please.
Yes.
I don't know about duck. I've never had duck.
Oh, it's really good.
Oh, it's good, yeah.
I buy it, but I've just never had it.
That's what my family used to have for Easter instead of
really?
Ham. We'd have a duck or a goose.
Yeah, I just never... I don't.
I figured, you know, coming from where you come from, a lot of goose hunters, you probably had goose and duck.
No, have not. Just too much work to pick all the feathers out and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then you got to spit the shot out.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, that's the thing that really drives me crazy. You got to get those shotgun shells. Ding! Every time you do it. So, I like this beer. Definitely not a Trappel. Like I said, after further review, no metallic flavor there. That was a false alarm. Came back and found that. This is maybe more like I think I could drink this like the New Belgium that we had and some of the other ones. The Victory. I think I could have it on a summer's day. I mean, as a night capper type thing. Mm-hmm. This one for me is definitely more winter, like fall, along those lines. I think it just, and a lot of it's the look, right, and everything like that, but just how this beer comes out. It's a good beer. And I do want to say that when we rate this beer, we will not rate it as a Trappel because I don't think that's fair to this beer because I think it's a very good beer. We'll just, rate this as, I'd just say a Belgian Strong.
Belgian Strong or maybe even a Quad. Although I would debate whether or not it should be in the quad category,
right. So we'll rate it as that. But I enjoy the beer. I think that I like the rum comparison that you guys made earlier too. And you're definitely. I mean, it's 9%. It's there too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's definitely a little warming.
Yeah.
But it's smooth. That's the thing I enjoy about this one. Whereas sometimes the Trappel is not very smooth, and that cloviness and the banana-y really kind of helps keep the beer lively.
Yes,
this one it doesn't care if it's lively or not. It's just smooth and rummy and dark fruits and that kind of stuff.
Right. No, I like the dark fruits comparison for sure. Any final thoughts on this from either of you gentlemen?
This is good beer.
All right. Doc, you brought it in.
I brought it in. So as a beer goes, would I drink this one? Most definitely. I would rank it probably an 8.75. As a Trappel, I'm going to rank it a 1.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Chad, over to you.
I'm probably right there, too. 8.75, I think, is a good ranking for this beer. Great special occasion beer. Pop that bottle open. It's in a 750 champagne bottle. So one you want to share for sure. Good beer.
Yeah, you definitely want to share that. I'm not going to go as high on this one for me. Look, you guys have been around the block before. You guys can switch that brain off and on. Clearly, mine's not working that well tonight. So with that being said, I'm going to give this an 8.1, which does make it BrewTalk approved.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
No, it wasn't. You got to save that for a 10, I think, maybe, Rye. Maybe we'll get there. Mental note. Okay, Beer 30, presented by the Tavern. How'd we do? Oh, we did not do well. We did not do well that time.
We need more.
We have an accident going on.
These aren't Bounty paper towels.
Hey, 2020 was hard on us radio stations, all right? Hey, Ryan, cue that music up, would you? Distraction. No, we're good. Chat, this beer that just got after you a little bit.
Not as bad as it could have been. So this is from Omegang Brewery. This is their Game of Thrones series. And it's the Trappel. I can't remember the words. Tanner, say it.
Valar Doheris.
Doheris, yes. So, Belgian style Trappel. I bought the Victory and was walking past the beer cooler, saw the Game of Thrones label, and thought, I have to have this beer. Turns out it was a Trappel. So
this is the most intense beer, like this music in the background.
I know.
I'm ready for somebody to die right now.
There's great expectations for this beer right now with this music going on.
All right. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
We're back to the right style.
Right.
The color is beautiful.
Oh, it is. That's exactly what I was just going to say.
But this I'm waiting is, for
it's,
you guys
it's a
to
little,
taste.
It's a little darker, a little more of a burnt orange type of color on this. Good head on it, too. I mean, it stays right there. I'm nervous now about what...
Doc's got a grin on his face.
So quiet without that music playing, too.
Yeah.
Go, just talk. What do you want me to say?
Oh, so I, to me, it's not the same kind of clovey, wonderful goodness that I would have expected from my yeast. And there's, in fact, I'm even detecting maybe a tiny bit of a menthol or a camphor kind of flavor in there somewhere.
How does one detect that?
On the nose first.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of minty. Something.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Medicine-y mintiness.
Yeah.
And then when you taste it, it's...
Vicks
it's
vapor rub kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're all saying words that are not good for a beer, by the way.
But I don't hate it. I don't know.
But I do think it's much more minty than it is clovey and banana-y.
So is that a brewing mistake or is that...
I don't think it was intended as a brewing mistake. I think that was intended on purpose.
Yeah, based on their spice blend
that they used probably included a little bit of something that has a minty flavor in it.
That's interesting. I think it said on there. Sorry, I just knocked the mic.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody out there. Did it say on here? A brilliant gold with aromas and flavors of honeyed sweetness balanced against mild bitterness and a rich, full malt body.
It could be the hops that are adding little bit of mintiness to it. But I'm not going to say it's bad.
You're just not saying it's good.
I'm just saying it's not as...
It's not the... I don't think
it's... Trapel we were thinking it would be.
Yeah. I don't mind it, really.
No, I think it's okay. I think it's a good beer.
And for me, I thought it was kind of a nice way to do the beers. We divvied the beers up into two categories, and we had one category was very true to style, and here's another category where we're pushing the envelope
for sure. Yeah,
the more I drink it, the more I like it.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it for sure.
It's definitely warming,
but it's somewhere in between smacking me in the face and that slow burn. Like it's there, but it's like, if you're not paying attention, I don't know if it's that noticeable.
I just need my fur robe. And a sword, and maybe a potential nude scene coming up later.
And a dragon behind me.
A dragon.
I'm going to poke my mind's eye out after that one. A victory monkey. Got the heebie-jeebies.
A victory monkey.
Well, I was just going after
I know what you were trying to do. Yeah, I get it. I want to jump off the roof. Let's get to the rating here. Chad, you did bring this in.
I did.
Game of Thrones.
As far as the beer itself, I think is probably my least favorite of the night.
Really?
I think it's still a good beer. I'm going to go with an 8 on it.
Okay.
I would love to give it an 8, but I think for me that's maybe even just a little high. I think I'd go a 7.75. I do like it, but it just doesn't really sit well with me as much as I wanted it to.
Did you notice that I switched the way that we normally go? Normally it would have been me next.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it an 8.25 because I wanted this beer to be Brewtag approved. Because I think it is. I think it deserves it. I do enjoy it. Now, I would definitely take the New Belgium. I think the New Belgium is the best beer we had. I think Victory is pretty close to
it. I think I agree.
It.
Yeah.
But,
I would agree, too.
But this is a good beer, and I do believe that it deserves to be Brewtag approved. So it is.
Hey, who wants to play Drink the Beer?
Right here.
You win.
All right. What do I win?
Another beer.
Oh, I'm going for the high score.
Closing in on 7:53. Let's take a break. We'll come back on the other side. Wrap up this edition of Brew Talk right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
756. Welcome in. Good show. I think you get a little alcohol in me, get a little warming up, and my brain's functioning better. I don't know what that means.
So it's now time for hour three.
Yeah, no. We got to switch to water or something like that if we're doing hour three, especially with these Trapels. Doc, what's going on over at Broken Plow?
We have beer.
You do have beer.
Yes.
That's a really good thing for a brewery to have, I've been told.
So we're gearing up. We're hoping that in April we will be open enough that we'll be having live shows every weekend.
Nice.
And so we're trying to plan that out now, and that looks like what's going
to
happen. So.
Love it. Love to hear it. Go check it out. By the way, if you haven't, Broken Plow Brewery is the sponsor of my podcast. Let's have a beer. And they provide the beer for the podcast, and it's great. Just confirmed the new guests. That next one will be coming out next Sunday, but go check it out if you haven't listened to it now. Of course, our shows are all podcasted as well. You can check it out on 1310kfk.com. We'll post the ratings of the beers that we did tonight up on our Facebook page at Brew Talk Radio as well. Thanks to Dan Miller. Terry, our thoughts, our prayers with you. Thanks for Dan coming on and talking. If you get a chance, go buy Terry's Amber Ale from Mighty River. $1 off goes to cancer research. Chad Young, Dr. Mosher, any final thoughts?
Come out and enjoy trivia on Sunday. We're getting back at it for all you trivia buffs.
That'd be you.
I know I'm the big trivia buff.
Nerd alert. Just kidding.
Win free beer.
I'm just jealous that I'm dumb. For Ryan Kelly, I'm Tanner Schwint. Nick's next coming up. We'll be back with you next week. It's been Brew Talk Radio on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Cheers!